Chairman, John Dewey wrote in The Australian today that, I'll quote, in relation to this resolution, John Dewey is the highest paid, best regarded business commentator in the country. The complaint against the options hurdle is that it's based on earnings before interest and tax performance, when interest at $380 million last year was a key driver, or more to the point, one driver of earnings. Now, I think it makes a pretty good point that this company's been loaded up with $5 billion worth of debt. We're in the middle of a global credit crisis, and you're asking the CEO, you're asking shareholders to approve options for the CEO which ignore interest payments.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognise that what we try and put in place in terms of hurdles are those things in the control of the relevant executives, and we try and ensure that those hurdles are not influenced by exogenous factors, either for or against them. So when we look at the hurdle for the long-term incentive scheme, EBITDA, in our opinion, isn't the right method because it doesn't bring in the balance sheet, and we feel that we can deal with EBITDA in the short-term incentive program. In relation to net profit after tax, which includes interest, as you say, and also tax, our thinking behind that was that if the Reserve Bank, as they have just done, reduced interest rates, the Reserve Bank's decreased interest rates by 1.25% over the last month, or indeed the Australian government decides to reduce the tax rate, we didn't feel that that was necessarily as a result of the great performance of our CEO or indeed any of our executive team, which is why we felt, and indeed in a prior life I've actually been involved in a scheme where management have been paid very significant long-term incentive payments because interest rates had come down and because tax rates had come down, and I don't think that's an appropriate test. Therefore, we decided that we still wanted to bring the balance sheet into the equation, and we felt the use of EBIT, given if we go and buy a piece of capital equipment, our depreciation charge goes up, we felt EBIT was an appropriate benchmark to use for that part of the hurdle.
But Mark can't influence the fact that coal prices have tripled, and that's also obviously a big driver of earnings. So, I mean, you can come up with all sorts of arguments. So I think the general point is that Mark was responsible more than anyone else on this board for the fact that this company's lumbered with $5 billion of debt. And now we're coming up with incentive schemes that ignore that. So that's the key message, I think. And you're going to see a big protest vote, probably 35-40% today. And I must admit, I'm surprised. I think you guys must be masochists or something. I mean, you've really upset your shareholders. You've offered a bit of a compromise on the bonus with the last resolution. You know this one's hot to trot, controversial as well. You should have just withdrawn it. I mean, the CEO doesn't need any more incentive. He owns 70 million shares. He's got massive incentive. Why produce a relatively small options package which is structured in a way which upsets all the shareholders, the governance advisors and these types? And then you've seen the result on the remuneration report. You've acted on there. You've said, we'll give up the bonus. And with this one, you've just soldiered on to cop the 40% protest and to further damage relations with your shareholders. Why didn't you just withdraw it?
I've had a number of conversations with our institutional shareholders and some of our retail shareholders leading up to this this meeting today. And the only concern that I have received that is consistent across those groups is in relation to the EBIT per security. And that was the main issue that concerned some of the governance consultants that you referred to. And we have taken that on board, and we have made the amendment as we notified the ASX and as I've discussed today. In relation to Mr. Rosenthal's position as a major shareholder and in relation to this options package, I think it's absolutely important to look at Mark as the CEO of the business and remunerate him accordingly, and that's the view of the board.